Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This time next week, singer-songwriter Melissa Etheridge will be in the middle of her solo residency at City Winery in New York. Throughout her career, the Grammy Award-winning artist has amassed 5 platinum albums, 3 of which are multi-platinum. And in 2021, Etheridge returned with her 17th studio album, One Way Out, which features a collection of tracks she wrote in the 80s and 90s. Let's listen to a song from the album. This is the third track. It is titled, I'm No Angel Myself.
I'm no angel myself. Well, I broke some hearts and I played some cards that I just as soon forget. I'm no angel myself. Well, I built some dreams and in between I canceled all my bets. Who said only angels could fly? Who said only angels could cry? Why?
Melissa's show is billed as a one-woman band. We'll feature 4 exclusive performances. It opens on Memorial Day, and Melissa Etheridge joins me now. It is a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hi, thank you so much.
How is One Woman Band going to be different from your other shows?
Oh, it's completely different because it's just me. I mean, you know, 95% of my shows are, you know, full band, me, drums, bass, mm-hmm. and keyboards, a guitar, something. And you know, that's probably my favorite way to perform. But during the pandemic, I didn't have anything to do. So my wife and I built a streaming studio out in our garage and started streaming shows. And it was all by myself. So I started using some loopers. And loopers are things like you can record, like I can record a beat, I can put that down, and then I can put a guitar on it. And it's like a cooking show. If I had a bunch of ingredients and I'm putting it all together in front of you and then presenting you the song. So, you know, these songs that you know and love take on a real new feel. And it's a very intimate show. And the City Winery wanted to do something with me kind of on a residency level, you know, about 4 shows in a row. And I said, hey, let me bring this little looping show, one woman band is what we're calling it. And, you know, and bring it in there to this really intimate, you know, to the winery. So I'm very, very excited.
Have you seen the new room yet?
Yes.
City Winery. That's not that new, I guess. It's just that it's such a great room to see a show in these days.
Oh yeah. I did a little benefit thing there. So I'm familiar with it. And that's what I like. I love that mm-hmm. intimacy and, you know, it's going to be a very intimate, live, in the moment sort of show.
It reminds me of that the old club, The Bottom Line, a little bit.
Oh yeah, that's the first place I did a solo thing.
Oh, and really?
You know, first place back in 1988 that I performed, you know, with my own band was Bottom Line. That's gone now, but that was a great rock and roll place.
When working on this looping and thinking about these songs again, what was something that you learned about your own creative process by going back to it in this new way?
Yeah, this was one of the things that was so great was like I thought the pandemic was going to be over in a few weeks or something, and I started doing all my songs. And after a year and a half, I was actually able to perform every single song I'd ever recorded. And it got me back in touch with a lot of songs that I, you know, just kind of left to the side because they weren't, you know, the more popular songs or something. And I got back into them, and I have a new love for them. And so when I do perform with this one woman band, you know, with myself, I'm trying not to say when I play with myself. So when I, you know, when I'm doing this, I really, it's like diving deep into the song, into the rhythms and to the music. And often I will, you know, break out into a guitar solo, and I'll do these big breaks, and it just, it's like taking my favorite colors and making a new painting with it.
Did you notice anything about your songwriting? Any evolution in your songwriting or any detours that you took for a while because you were in a certain place?
Well, I noticed how brokenhearted I was for a long time. So, and how I always, did a lot of that. And I'm very happy. I'm much happier now and doing just fine. But I noticed how I'm actually grateful to how I wrote songs because I still like them. I can still relate to them. I can still get inside them. I'm not embarrassed by any of them, you know.
My guest is Melissa Etheridge. The One Woman Band is coming to City Winery. It opens May 30th. We'll be there the 30th, the 31st, June 2nd, and June 3rd. So you are going to perform classic hits, some of your classics at the event, or will these be some as well as some songs that we haven't heard before?
Oh, you'll have heard, well, it depends on how deep
deep cuts.
You know my catalog, you know, if you only know the hits, then but we'll definitely play the hits because, you know, that's, mm-hmm. I'm so grateful to have songs that people, you know, love and are considered hit songs. So we'll definitely play those. And I'll go deep into some albums. I'll play, I'll play songs from the first few albums that, you know, the sort of the album tracks. And then I'll do some from the later albums that maybe not everyone has heard of. Yeah, but you'll hear, I mean, we'll be singing I'm the Only One at the top of our lungs, and, you know, we're going to do that.
Are there any songs that you really particularly love to perform live?
Oh, I'm so fortunate that I have many songs that I really do love to perform live. Like I said, I was very grateful that I really took my time and wrote songs that I loved at the time, so I still love them. And I've been progressing as a guitar player. And so I do enjoy playing some solos on guitar. And there's tons of songs that I really love to play. I'm very grateful.
Well, I'm just going to play one that I like a lot right now.
Oh, there you go. Which one's that?
It's one of your hits, but I really like Bring Me Some Water. I've always really liked that song. So fans will indulge me and fans will be happy about this. This is Melissa Etheridge, Bring Me Some Water.
So weak, but all in love is fair. I turn you the cheek, and I feel the slap and the sting of the foul night air. And I know you're only human, and I haven't got talking room. But tonight, while I'm making excuses, some other woman is making love to you. Somebody bring me some water. Can't you see I'm burning alive? Can't you see my baby's got another lover? I don't know how I'm gonna survive. Somebody bring me
I might have an attachment to it because I think that was my first year when I was a PA at MTV. And I believe it was in heavy rotation that year.
Oh, that was a good one. And that's one I do every night. And that's still a favorite of lots of people.
What's an unusual fan reaction you've gotten from that song?
Unusual?
Yeah.
Well, I've had fans do some crazy things, you know, music makes people go crazy. And the usual is people offering me water. You know, I get a lot of that. But unusual, I don't know. At that point, they start taking off their clothes and stuff. But, you know. Not so much anymore. We've all gotten a little older. back in the day, it was some crazy times.
It is rock and roll. My guest, Melissa Etheridge, One Woman Band is coming to City Winery next week. So there, the songs that we are going to hear, maybe some of us for the first time, the ones that you wrote in the late 80s and 90s. What made you decide to share them now?
Oh, the One Way Out album. Yeah. Well, I was going through a few years ago. I thought, I'll do a box set, You know, remember when people doing compilations mm-hmm. and CDs. And so I started going through all of my old material, and I found these songs that I had pushed aside, and I remembered them because I liked them, but for different reasons, I didn't record them or didn't put them on an album. And many of those reasons were, some of them were that I wasn't out yet. Mm. And so I felt, ooh, this might be, I think they're going to know I'm singing about a woman, you know, or something like that. And there was a couple of songs that were a little feminist based that seem very innocent now. It's like, it's really silly. They're quite good. And so I pulled them out and I recorded them with the original band that I had back in the late 80s, Kevin McCormick, Fritz Lewick, and then the producer, engineer Nico Bolas, sort of the guy that created the first couple albums that I have. And then by the time I'd done all that, two things happened. One, nobody's buying CDs anymore. And two, I got off my record label. So I had this recording and I held on to it for a couple of years. And then during the pandemic, BMG asked me if I had anything. I said, well, I got this that I did. And they loved it. And we put it out. So it was kind of this progression.
You told GLAAD's head of talent that the song As Cool As You Try, here's your quote, it's interesting, probably more relevant now than ever since identity is where we're at now. Mm-hmm. How so?
Well, yeah, As Cool As You Try was written, it was written by me in the early 90s. And this was a time when I was really at a loss of what my image was, what I should look like. Mm. And because it was a very, if you remember the 90s were all about looks, you know, it's all about, you know, the magazines and the things. And I didn't look like anything. I wasn't an 80s sort of star. I wasn't heavy metal. I didn't have, you know, I was just me. I just had my jeans. I wanted, it was actually, it was quite hard for me. And I finally just went, oh, stop. You're just whoever you are. And if they're not listening to your music because of the way you look, you know, that's kind of silly. So I wrote this song saying, look, you know, you're just as cool as you try, that things are going to change.
Ooh, you are breaking up on us. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to play a little bit of As Cool As You Try while we figure out the internet connection, what's going on, the ghost of the machine. This is As Cool As You Try from Melissa Etheridge.
You're just as cool as you try. You're just as cool as you try. You're just as cool as you try. You either live or you die. You're just as cool as you. You're just as cool as you. You're just as cool as you try. Come on, child. Ain't nothing wrong with your hips, baby. Ain't nothing down with your lips, child. You know you got what it takes, baby, baby, baby. Come on, shake till it breaks, yeah. Don't be afraid, let it fly.
That is As Cool As You Try from Melissa Etheridge. So the video of that song, Melissa, is filmed at this old school Irish pub in L.A. Is,
yeah,
that a space,
yeah.
Is that a space that's special to you, or did you just want to flip it on its head, you know, a little bit with the video?
We wanted to make the space look like a space that like the old place I played at. in Long Beach, but it it was actually Molly Malone's. That's where we were recording in Hollywood, where we made the video.
My guest is Melissa Etheridge. She is coming to our area for 4 nights at City Winery. It's the one woman band. We'll have more with Melissa after a quick break. This is All of It. This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. My guest is Melissa Etheridge. Melissa is going to be in town for 4 nights, a one woman band at City Winery. The show kicks off on Memorial Day. You did something I thought was really cool and really generous, is that you performed with one of the contestants on American Idol.
Yeah, I just did that a couple nights ago.
And he's actually the guy who went on to win the competition.
Yay.
When someone comes to you with that, specifically with that, what makes you say yes?
Wow. Well, I look at it in a lot of ways. One, first of all, am I going to have fun? Mm-hmm. And that's important, because at this point I have to really like what I'm doing, or why am I doing it? And two, then I start looking, hey, you know, this is an opportunity for me to maybe reach, you know, a certain a group of people that maybe not aware of me, you know, the younger generation. You know, I'm not on the radio anymore. And, you know, so maybe they, you know, an opportunity for them to, you know, get, you know, for them to hear me. And then just, you know, this guy, he's a sweet guy, kind of country. He's from, you know, Kentucky. And it was just fun.
Let's take a listen to this. This is Melissa Etheridge and Noah Thompson, who went on to win American Idol, performing I'm the Only One during the season 20 finale.
Please, baby, can't you see that my mind's a burning hell? I got razors are ripping and tearing and stripping my heart apart as well. Tonight you told me you ache for something new. Some other woman is looking like something that might be good. No one hold her till the screaming is gone. Go on, believe her when she tells you nothing's wrong.
So that young man will receive a record deal and be launched into the music business. What advice do you give, or would you give, an aspiring musician at this point who really is going to enter the music business?
Yeah. Well, first I say, listen, honey, it is a business. It's the music business, big, you know, capital business. And I'd say, man, you got to do what you love. It's got to be something you love to do, or it will just grind you up and spit you out. And just tell him, I just told him just, man, you know, be yourself. You're a beautiful human being. And, you know, you've got this great heart and this love of music, and just do it. And as you love it, and if you stop loving it, stop doing it.
Do you remember the day when you realized that was the philosophy, that was the way you were going to survive in this industry? You were just going to have your love of music, be you, and do you.
Yeah, I finally got that actually when I got breast cancer. I was like, you know what? From now on, I am only doing what I love. I am not going to stress about any of this. So that was, you know, that was in 2004. Mm-hmm. So I'd already had, you know, 15 years of a career up to then.
We had somebody tweet to us, I was there in 88 at the bottom line when Melissa Etheridge played solo. One of our listeners. That's so great.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about this new festival that you're involved with.
Oh, the Etheridge Island?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a fun thing. We've been, for the last few years, we wanted to create, you know, a destination where people can come, listen to music, get away, give themselves, you know, a stress-free vacation that's just filled with music and, you know, wellness things, you know. Mm-hmm. And so this is the first year it's actually on land. We've been doing cruises before, but now we're going to just do destination things. And so this is it's a resort outside of Cancun. It's our own little island. It's a big resort, and anyone is welcome. This year it's me, Ani DeFranco, Larkin Poe, Delta Ray, some incredible, incredible artists. And yes, of course, there will be a lot of women there, but everyone is welcome, you know, men, women, everything in between. And it's just a really good time. Kindness and enjoyment is the priority. It's good food, it's good people, it's wellness, you know, lots of different kinds of yoga and sound baths and all that sort of.
There's a whole wellness component. That's really interesting.
Absolutely. That's one thing I don't, I wanted to present something that of course is music, but also, you know, the other part of me that I, you know, that lights me up is wellness. And we've got yoga, like I said, sound baths, different things you can learn and find out, and it's all kinds of good stuff there.
You know, I was rooting around your Instagram and stumbled upon the Etheridge Foundation. And you raised a good deal of money for a very important issue. Would you share that with our audience?
Sure. A couple of years ago, I lost my oldest son to an opioid addiction. Mm-hmm. And I'm not alone. This is a pandemic across the world. It's endemic. It's awful. And mm-hmm. hundreds and thousands of families have dealt with this and gone through this. And, knowing the situation with my son, I had wished there was any alternative. You know, of course, you know, you want to keep your loved ones alive. And after he died, we formed the Etheridge Foundation, which gives grants to researchers who are researching alternatives to the pharmaceutical, the way that we deal with pain. And pardon me, the first grants that we just gave out are, I'm so excited because there's one in Spain that is doing they're working with the plant medicine Iboga, which is from Africa. It's all the research that we give our money to is plant-based, nature-based plant medicines. And really some great data coming out of this, because that's what we need so we can reschedule these incredible medicines like psilocybin and ayahuasca and ibogaine. And so we're, we're part of the leading edge of that. And I'm really proud of that.
Thank you for sharing that, first of all. And I always like to try to make a young artist's day. Who are you listening to now?
You know what? I have so many. I have so much music in my life because there's my music that I love to listen to, and that's everyone from Yola, to, you know, I take my daughter to school in the morning. She's 15, and some reason she's fallen in love with Motley Crue. So I'm listening to a lot of heavy metal right now. This morning it was, you know, she listens to it at very loud levels, and I'm a rock star, so I can't, you know, hey, turn that down. You know, I'm like, no, yeah, we're going to rock all the way to school.
Tommy Lee is a good drummer.
Come on, it's fantastic.
He's a really good drummer. Upside Down, Inside Things on Flames.
Around. Yeah, I think we're going to go see them. They're on tour this summer. I think I'm actually going to take my daughter.
Best mom ever.
I know. Yes, I am.
Melissa Etheridge will be at City Winery. Opens up on May 30th, playing there the 31st, 2nd, and 3rd. One Woman Band is the name of the show. Melissa, thank you for spending time with us.
It has been my pleasure. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing everybody there. Come on. It's a very unique time. Come on out.
Let's go on a song from the latest album. This is Wild, Wild, Wild from One Way Out.
Mm-hmm. Take your hands from your face. Watch a hero fall from grace. Lost your way, you little child. You come to me, wild, wild, wild. In the morning, every day, wild, wild, wild. Roll it over, let it play. That's the number you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.